AT&T has unveiled what it calls its new digital PCS system, a wireless telephone that can also receive pages and electronic mail. It will go on sale immediately in some 40 of the country's largest metropolitan areas. The announcement today in New York marks an effort by AT&T to stake out a big part of the growing wireless telephone market. This at a time when big competitors such as Sprint are about to come out with similar products. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
The new product, the AT&T Digital PCS system, was unveiled today with considerable fanfare at a press conference in New York. AT&T Chairman Robert Allen described the new device as a big advance in the field of wireless technology.
This is the largest simultaneous rollout of services in the history of the wireless communications industry. It's also a giant step ahead in meeting the customer expectations that digital PCS technology has created.
The new product will be able to perform a number of tasks. Users will be able to make calls on it, as with a cellular phone, but they'll also be able to receive messages and pages. There will be a number of other services attached to the device, such as caller ID and voicemail. And AT&T officials say the battery for the new device will last longer than those of existing wireless phones. Moreover, the phones will be capable of linking up with the wireless phone network that AT&T acquired when it bought McCall Cellular 2 years ago, giving AT&T the first nationwide digital telephone network. To demonstrate the new service, Allen today received a call from AT&T Wireless Chairman Steve Hooper, who was said to be calling from somewhere on the other side of the world.
But welcome.
Thank you, Bob, and thanks for letting me take my vacation, even though it conflicted with this very important launch.
Today's announcement was an attempt by AT&T to get a head start in the field of PCS, or personal communication services. These are the innovative wireless voice and data receiving systems that operate over special frequencies auctioned by the federal government last year. A number of companies are already planning to introduce PCS systems, much like AT&T's, in the coming months. Sprint, for instance, is now offering such a product in the Washington, D.C. area. In reality, the product unveiled by AT&T today is not, strictly speaking, a PCS system, since the new frequencies aren't generally available yet. Instead, it operates, for now, on more conventional cellular phone frequencies. But AT&T is hoping customers will overlook that distinction and be won over by all the services the new device offers. Mark Lowenstein, a wireless analyst at the Yankee Group, says AT&T is especially anxious to hold on to the large number of wireless phone customers it already has.
They want to take advantage of this window before other competitors have a digital service to try to migrate many of those customers onto their digital network. Because if they do so in the next 4 or 5 months, they get them to go out and buy a new phone and sign up with their new digital service. You know, those are the kinds of customers that are less likely to churn and join one of the services of Sprint or Primeco, for example.
For AT&T, this announcement was also a chance to recover from some of the negative publicity it's gotten in recent months after the resignation of its president and disappointing profits. In a business where a cutting-edge image counts for so much, being among the first companies to launch a big new product can be crucial. This is Jim Zaroli in New York.